Click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Steve Watson from the United Kingdom. Don't forget, the continual news coverage is all up on JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We now go to Steve Watson in the United Kingdom, joining us from his home in London, reporting there for us. His brother is in communist-controlled China, right now reporting for us. He's been reporting on net censorship there, where he literally can't do keyword searches on Google or Yahoo, dealing with the New World Order or Chinese corruption, where everything goes through filters. Even supposed high-speed internet is slower than dial-up. He writes articles about it, saying he's in China, and people email us saying that he's clearly not in China and we're making it all up. As if China isn't censoring and China isn't controlling the web, and as if that isn't admitted already. This is the level of denial that people are living in. You know, for Paul's protection, we weren't going to announce he was in China, but he went ahead and announced himself in an article a few days ago because he was getting ready to get out of there. But let's just put it this way. Paul doesn't like it. Even living in police state England or police state America that he's visited, he does not like the communist-controlled Chinese mainland, where Mao killed conservatively 60 million people, and they have mobile execution vans, 24 mobile execution vans per major city, 24 hours a day murdering people for their organs. But side issue, just that coverage is up on PrisonPlanet.com as well. Steve Watson, PrisonPlanet.com reporter and weekend editor, joining us. FBI knowingly allowed Bin Laden to personally charter flight after 9/11. Newly released documents prove agency let Osama bin Laden's family go at his request, even without questioning the family. Steve Watson, obviously this is big news. It's out from Judicial Watch. Broke yesterday. No one seemed to pick it up. We've now done a more detailed report on it, and it is going supernova as we speak. Steve Watson, break it down for us, my friend.
Well, hello. Yeah, thanks, Alex. Well, basically, it was picked up, I think, by the AFP, the French press agency. And, yeah, it's big news because it basically shows the Judicial Watch have released documents that they gained as part of their litigation under the Freedom of Information Act. And it basically shows that not only did the FBI know that, you know, the hundreds of Bin Laden brothers and relatives were being flown out, they also knew that at least one of the flights has been personally chartered by Osama bin Laden himself. And this wasn't, you know, one of the earlier flights. This was on the 19th of September. So, you know, it's a good week after the attacks have taken place, and it's been, you know, drummed into the millions watching that Osama bin Laden's behind the whole thing.
I mean, at this time, bin Laden is 24 hours a day. His face is exclusively superimposed over the collapsing towers on TV perpetually.
Exactly, yeah. So, quite why, you know, they decided not to... They didn't even question any of the people on the plane. The documents Judicial Watch have released contain inconsistencies in themselves, in that the FBI doesn't seem to know how many people were even on the plane. In one section it says, I can't remember the number. the numbers, something like 23 people on the plane. And then later on it says, you know, 20.
For a proctologist exam. But don't worry, the Bin Laden was just flight after flight from the day after right through 10 days later. Just continual flights out of the country. And the FBI at first wasn't even searching him and then did a cursory search here. And, well, we think Bin Laden may have chartered this, but that doesn't matter. A bunch of Saudi family members chartered by Bin Laden. I don't see any need for an investigation.
No, I mean, they've really done a good thorough job there. I mean, the 9/11 Commission, you know, corroborated that fact that they'd done a superlative investigation there. Not even questioning anyone, just doing a sort of luggage check, like they're sort of baggage handlers or something. So, and the other thing with this is, they've attempted to cover up this fact in their own documents as well, because the documents that were eventually released to Judicial Watch and have been made public now, you know, they've had the documents for quite a while, but it's been ongoing because things were blacked out in the documents and they wanted them redacted and released fully. And when you look at the documents, you see that the words Osama bin Laden have been blacked out and then sort of, you know, the black has been taken back off them. And the reason that they did this was for privacy interests. Now, since when has the government been interested in the privacy of anybody?
Well, Steve Watson, what we need to do is go get all those video clips, not just the quotes, because people won't believe it. I know we've got the video clips, we've posted them online, of Bush in the weeks and months and even a year after 9/11, saying we're going to hunt bin Laden down in his holes. We're going to smoke him out. Bin Laden, we will hunt this killer down. He will be captured. That's our number one priority. Bin Laden is our number one priority. We're going to capture him. We're going to get him. Bush said it over and over and over again. Remember, folks, when Bush said hundreds of times, and his whole administration said it, it's got to be thousands of times total, hunting down bin Laden is the number one thing. We are going to capture him. We are going to kill him. We are going to get you, Mr. Bin Laden. And then a few years later, Bush said in press conferences, they said, well, what about bin Laden? You're going to capture him. I'm not really worried about where he is. I'm not really worried about capturing him. You know, I don't really care. I don't really think about Mr. Bin Laden. And he's done that several times. We need to show people those clips with this article so they remember. Now, we're going back to the time when Bush was saying, we're going to hunt down these killers, these evildoers, this dark cult of evil that thrives off of human suffering from his Pentagon speech he gave at that memorial a few weeks after. And at the very time he's giving these speeches, you've got Osama bin Laden chartering a plane, another plane, one of many, flying his family out. The FBI does their job partially and at least admits, okay, it looks like bin Laden chartered this. And then the FBI has to release the documents, and they black out Osama bin Laden's name for his privacy. We have to have privacy for Mr. bin Laden. How dare Judicial Watch? How dare the agency French Press? And how dare PrisonPlanet.com take the privacy of Mr. bin Laden? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Steve. You're hurting his privacy right now.
Well, I don't much care.
Despicable. You're despicable. You've hurt Mr. bin Laden's feelings. How do you sleep at night? Go ahead.
Well, really, that should say business interest, shouldn't it? It shouldn't say privacy interest. Because, you know, as we've documented exhaustively, the Bushes and the bin Ladens have extremely close business relationships.
Oh, yeah, Bush said arrest anybody with any connection to bin Laden, and there's no one in the West that has greater connections to the Carlyle Group. In fact, the London Guardian, NAP, reported that on the morning of 9/11, where was George Bush Sr. having breakfast, and at which table was he sitting, Steve?
He was sitting at a table in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel with Shafiq bin Laden, the brother of Osama bin Laden.
Oh.
And they were doing business. They were doing Carlyle Group business. Carlyle Group is a defense contractor.
And, of course, about a month and a half before 9/11, the Wall Street Journal, in the front page of its editorial section, called for Bush Sr. to get out of business with the bin Laden family.
Yeah, and that happened after 9/11 when bin Laden sold their shares. So,
You know, Steve, how much more obvious does it have to get now? I mean, does Bush have to be caught in a hot tub with bin Laden? I mean, does he have to be caught on a golf course with him? Does he have to be caught playing footsie? I mean, does he have to be caught, you know, maybe with a wheelbarrow of money with bin Laden scooping $1,000 bills into it? I mean, what does it take to show everyone that bin Laden's admittedly CIA, codenamed Tim Osman, that he led the Mujahideen and the CIA op starting in the early 80s against the Soviets, that the guy helped lead the attacks on the Serbs to, as the pretext for the invasion of Kosovo? I mean, it never ends. This guy is an admitted crisis creator for Western intelligence, and his family were one of the first families set up in business with Lawrence of Arabia and British intelligence when they set up the House of Saud. The truth is, the Saudi Arabians and the radical Wahhabist Al-Qaedaites, the Al-Qaeda brigades, are an arm of British intelligence. Steve?
Well, that's right, and they're the best enemies money can buy, aren't they? I mean, it was revealed in the W199I document that the FBI themselves were told to back off the bin Ladens because, and they put this in their own document, quote, connections between the CIA and Saudi Arabia and the Bush men and the bin Ladens. That's why they were told to back off investigating them. And the documents that have been, that we've covered today, that have just been released, the FBI says that they're not important because they looked into members of the bin Laden family and they didn't find any terrorist links or any terrorist connections. But the document, the 1999 document released in November 2001, specifically states that a brother of Osama bin Laden was connected to the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, which is a terrorist organization. So there you've got a direct contradiction as well.
Well, they're highly tied into New York and London and Paris social life. I mean, we've got bin Laden's sister posing and, you know, walking down the runway and in glamour magazines. I mean, they need to all be arrested if we believe that, you know, they're in any way connected to the 9/11 attacks, which of course they're not really. They're just there as patsies to take the blame. Bin Laden, of course, we know from CIA and Council on Foreign Relations sources, died shortly after 9/11 of kidney failure. So he's the perfect boogeyman, and he kind of took the hit to be a hero in the Muslim world, a hero to Wahhabists, and at the same time to be the boogeyman for the West.
Yeah, in this article I've put a picture of the bin Laden family, you know, all dressed in Western garb, gathered around a nice big pink Cadillac, and Osama bin Laden's there, smiling away.
And that's an admitted authentic photo, and the point here is that when he goes and puts on the Wahhabi Halloween costume, that's all it is. No offense to Muslims that actually wear that, and I respect that. My point is, to him, it's a Halloween costume. It's just as authentic if I dressed up in it and said I was a Wahhabist, which I'm not. Okay, go ahead, Steve, sorry.
Yeah, the point is that they are business people, and they, you know, they're not people that live in caves in Afghanistan like a lot of people seem to think they are.
No, they're the folks that did the air conditioning job on Mecca. They're the people that have built, up until 9/11, every major U.S. military base in the Middle East. Every major facility. I mean, every major facility. There were a few previously built before them, but, I mean, every major new facility. They even got the contracts to fix some of the buildings supposedly bombed by Osama bin Laden in Saudi Arabia. He bombs it, the family rebuilds it. This is a complete joke, and press reported that the bin Laden stock went up, and they made basically $3 billion in extra money off of their assets surrounding what happened on 9/11. I mean, this is sick.
Yeah. And, you know, not a mention of this in any of the investigations. This is why it's absolutely imperative that an independent investigation takes place and these kind of things are looked into. Because once you look into them beyond the surface, you know, it's like an underground cavern. It just opens up and there's vast amounts of space and, you know, all this information is down there and all you've got to do is look below the surface and there it is.
My friend, I heartily agree with you. Just looking forward to how the mainstream media here is going to try to handle it, do you think they'll either A, ignore it, or B, try to poo-poo it and make excuses and create some type of smokescreen? And then after that question, where is it all going in the future? I mean, how is the establishment going to deal with senior emergency managers in New York coming out and saying there were bombs and explosions going off in Building 7 before the second plane had even hit? How are they going to deal with any of this as just more and more mountains, more and more eyewitnesses, more and more people go public?
Well, firstly, with this one, I think from what I've seen so far, they're going to try and ignore it because that you can't. There's no excuse here. The FBI, all they've said is, no, there's nothing to see here. This is nothing new. I mean, it blatantly is.
They even say, move along. They don't even try to decipher or discredit the info. They just say, move along, move along.
That's right. I mean, there's no excuse. There's nothing they can say apart from no and just flat deny it. So I think it's the mainstream media is going to have to just ignore it. But we'll see. Secondly, what are they going to do? Where's it going? Well, we know for a fact now that they can't ignore it anymore. I mean, Prison Planet is now, I think, the highest in the rankings it's ever been. It's just daily. I'm absolutely deluged with information, and I can't write enough stories. You know, if I could sit here and have no sleep, I would just churn them out, but I can't do that. But the point is, the information is out there and it can't be ignored. So what are they going to do about it? Well, we've seen people like Tony Blair calling for total restriction of the internet, and we put an article out. Paul put an article out from China, detailing what, you know, restrictions they have in place. And we've written reports before where we show that what is being called for over here has happened already over there, because that's the model. So that's what I expect to see. So the only way they can stop the information is to literally just restrict it.
Stay there. Let's do one more segment with Steve Watson. Then we'll start the second hour, get into Congress's 14% approval rating, and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Steve Watson of InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.com. Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
All right, welcome back. Going to Steve Watson. Steve, this shows a major victory. I mean, for them, we know they're trying to restrict the web. We know they're trying to tax it. We know it's for reasons of censorship and because we are hurting them. But to have Tony Blair and now have Trent Lott come out and say, not only is talk radio running America, but he means alternative, not the neocon. And to declare that the web's running America, and to have all these politicians saying we've got to shut it down, we've got to do something. A, this shows that we're really hurting them and that they're now starting to get scared. But B, I liked it when they had hubris and thought they were invincible because I knew history and I knew we could beat them and I knew the inroads we were making. I think now they're actually listening to their technicians and their think tank people that have been warning them for a decade that it's probably already too far gone for them. But now their counterstrike or their empire strikes back against us. I'm really worried about it with Tony Blair and Bush and all of them talking about censoring the internet, Democrats talking about it. We're in deep trouble. I mean, they now are moving. You got Gordon Brown coming in who openly calls for world government. Now we've got globalists here, Hillary waiting in the wings, the warmonger. So, A, it shows we're really having victories. We're hurting them. But now they're feeling it, and they're coming on, which will probably accelerate our victory because it'll even be more obvious now. But it's going to be, well, what do you see happening?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen, but from what we see happening at the moment, we are having major victories, and, you know, the information's getting out to more and more people. More and more people are doing their own research into it off the back of what we put out. So, like I said before, the only thing that they can do to stop that spread of information is literally to start shutting down avenues where it's being spread, such as the internet. And if they try and do that, then they're going to face a lot of opposition. So, although they are striking back, it's very hard to see that they're going to be able to do that kind of thing. But we have to keep being vigilant and just keep spreading the information as far and wide as we can get it.
But to be clear here, they struck free humanity first. We began fighting them. They drew first blood. But again, they're now, I see it in their eyes, the fear. They were arrogant a few years ago. I'm concerned that they're now realizing how much damage we've done to them because now they're actually going to mobilize and get more serious. So we're in for a fight, folks. You better understand that. It's kind of like a boxing match where they've beaten us into a bloody pile. We rallied, got up, punched them in the chin, knocked them down, but now they're getting back up. And so you better just get ready to gut up and go in full bore, America, England, worldwide, everybody, from France to Russia to China to Japan to Nicaragua and El Salvador and Venezuela. This is the fight for free humanity against the global crime syndicate. This is the fight of our lives, mortal combat. They mean to kill 80% of us if they get their control grid in place. They're racing right now to complete it, but you can see now that they're bleeding, they're human, they can be defeated. Steve Watson.
Yeah, you can see that they are bleeding, as you say, because, you know, we're hurting them. And, the more we can spread this information around and get it out to more people, then the harder impact we're going to have on them.
Well,
but in the same vein, the harder they're going to fight back. So it is becoming more intense in that way.
But the more they fight back, the more they show themselves as tyrants.
Exactly.
All right, Steve Watson, looking for that other big report coming up today. God bless you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com.